Now to one of the more heartwarming stories you'll hear anywhere, and it's about a blind equestrian's ride against cancer. Paralympian Sue Ellen Lovitz started riding more than 800 kilometres earlier this month across the central western New South Wales outback region to ride against cancer and raise money for the new Western Cancer Centre in Dubbo. Sue Ellen is taking a break right now on a hilltop somewhere, and she joins us on Talking Horses. How are you, Sue Ellen?
I'm great, thanks, Joe. Really good.
How's the ride going so far?
Oh, look, really good. And it was really funny when we were doing the plans for the ride. We were planning on, you know, how we would get the horses best through with the heat and the everything like that. And I've had to go and buy winter rugs. <It's
been cold. laughs> I would have thought the drought had break during the ride.
Well, you know, I tend to think they had canal rain there doing a ride on horseback, and we got rain. And we've had really, really good rain. We had rain the day we rode from Golgong, Mudgee to Golgong, and then yesterday Golgong to Dunny. Just extreme wind.
Oh, that's terrific. Well, Sue Ellen, to your backstory first, for our listeners that aren't familiar, you've experienced some major challenges in your life, and you were diagnosed with a hereditary eye disease at the age of just 12 that over time has left you totally blind. And you're also a cancer survivor, and you do feel very passionate about helping others in the community with similar struggles.
Look, absolutely. And I tend to think also, just to let people know, you've just got to have a go and keep going, because life's too short not to make the best of every day. So, look, I know cancer's a terrible sentence, and I think with what we're doing, Challenge Ride Against Cancer, we can raise enough money to make a difference to someone else's life and the lives of other people in central and western New South Wales. And when you speak to Dr. Florian Honeyball, who is the head of the oncology at Dubbo Base Hospital, the statistics are frightening. So if you live in Sydney and you have cancer, you have a 65% chance of beating that. If you live in Mudgee, and it was really interesting, Florian used postcodes, and he said if you have a 2850, you have like 55% chance. But if you live out past Bourke, the statistics are lower than 50% chance of beating it, or, you know, people even saying, well, look, I'll go and get treatment. And those statistics to me are frightening. So we need to make it more accessible for people to be treated, not to have to travel far, and to look after the family.
Mm. In the past, you've proven to be a very accomplished fundraiser, and you've completed now 9 long-distance horse rides covering over 16,000 kilometres and raised a phenomenal amount of money, just over $3 million for organisations such as the Guide Dogs New South Wales, the Sydney Paralympian Committee and the Riding for the Disabled.
Yeah. I think I'm blessed that I can ride, because that is a way I can make a difference. And I think it is just so important to make a difference in people's lives, because you know it, you feel so good. And it can be just something as simple as a good morning or a smile to make somebody's day. And I'm doing something I love doing, which is riding horses. I have a group of like-minded people, all of my sighted guides on the ride and my support crew. I've got in front and back. We've got a truck, beautiful truck driver, Lynette Jarvis. Like the list, there are 12 on the team. And the coordinating of this has been massive. It's been like herding cats.
Now, can you explain also how this all functions? We're not being able to see, essentially. How are you guided on this ride?
Well, I have someone behind me and someone in front of me, and we're trying as we can, because I don't cope with tar. I just worries me if a horse goes sideways, you can be in front of a vehicle in no time at all. When we rode into Mudgee the other day, we tracked the horses for a bit of it, but so we could miss out on a very tight cutting coming into Mudgee and put the horses on the road again. We cut about 4 kilometres off, put the horses on the road again at the Honey Haven, and as we were coming down, I just rang the police and I said, look, this is a situation. Could you give us an escort? Well, the police, Mudgee police, came out in 10 minutes and were there and escorted us safely into town. It was, you know, it's doable if you do take the right precautions. And my sighted guide's wonderful. Like, they talk nonstop, and whether it's a direction with what, you know, to go around a guidepost or, you know, a dead blew up ahead, the horse was shy, all of those, all of that feedback. But the most amazing thing on this ride is we're using all Australian thoroughbreds off the track, and they've been supplied to us by Racing New South Wales, and they're from the rehoming program. And five of the horses have been gifted to me, and we are selling them on the ride. And we, out of the five horses, we have already sold three. We've got two to go. And I spend a lot of time on the back of a beautiful Godolphin horse called Bashka. And Bashka looks after me like you wouldn't believe. And yesterday, in the horrific wind, my sighted guide, Joe, was in front beside me, directing me all the time, like just non-stop feedback, because of the wind is very, very disorientating when you can't see. It just, yeah, but just a little bit scary. And Ashker all of a sudden started going in the tunnel. I said, Joe, he's going on the tunnel. She said, he's going around a guidepost. And so the next time, I said, Joe, and she said, he's going around a guidepost. So this horse, in a matter of so many kilometres, picked up. He went out on the road to go around the guidepost and back on the verge. Same thing when we came up to a culvert. Like, it just blew our minds, this amazing horse, what he's picked up on, what I can do and what I can't do. And he's taken over the guiding part. It's amazing. He's so cool.
That is an amazing story, Sue Ellen. And by the sounds of it, the rapport that you have with this horse and many others throughout your life has been a very important part of your journey to dealing with this enormous physical challenge that you've had to manage since you were a child.
I'm really blessed. You know, people say, oh, you only ever get one good horse. I have had numerous, from my little horse, Mudgee, that did all my long distance rides and was, you know, she was on the road most of the time in that 16,000 kilometres, raising that $3.1 million. And then my stallion, Hectic, my beautiful Desert Arata I have now, that we're hopefully early next year, we will do our first Inter Two and Grand Prix on. Like, it's just, I am so blessed. I am truly very blessed with the horses I have that come into my life. And there's been numerous.
Mm. And you've even represented Australia at Olympic level as a Paralympian in 1996. You were in Atlanta.
Yeah, competed in Atlanta, and a good craftsman should never blame their tools, but the horses were, they got nice little disabled horses for disabled people. The horses were really a little bit of an insult. And keeping in mind, back then the horses were drawn out of a hat. So the first horse I drew out of a hat, totally not suitable. Same thing the second. And then the third horse I got given was a little chestnut, and I was horrified because this little chestnut had tied up with one of the South African countries. And so I got one day to ride this horse before I competed for Australia, whereas everyone had had 3 days at 45 minutes to ride. And this little horse and I were coming across a diagonal, and it bucked. Not once. That's numerous times. And I didn't get a score for staying on 8 seconds. I was so disappointed. And hence I didn't get the greatest dressage scores. So I would have thought, well, for staying on the buck, I should have got a score. So, but it goes on. And then after that, I was asked by the Honourable Michael Knight, the Minister for the Olympics. He put me on the board of the Sydney Paralympics. So I went through the journey with the birth of the Sydney Paralympics, which was just amazing, sitting in the boardroom watching something, a world-class event, just blossom and bloom, and hence, you know, the best Paralympic and Olympic Games the world has ever seen. It was amazing. And then 1999, I was selected to represent Australia in Denmark at the World Equestrian Games, and I was in the bronze medal team in Denmark and ranked fourth in the world. And again, our horses were drawn out of a hat. And the same thing with Sydney. Our horses were drawn out of a hat. And I rode a beautiful horse called Rock of Gibraltar in Sydney. And I got a fourth and a fifth. I didn't medal. But yeah, it was just such an honour representing your country. I don't think it gets any better than that.
Do you have aspirations to compete at the Paralympics again?
Look, if someone had a horse that would suit me, I would love to go to the Paralympics again. My horse, Desiderata, definitely isn't the standard needed. You need to have a world-class horse, and you would need I would need a horse that is at least doing advanced level, because the tests I would be doing are around about medium advanced level.
Yeah, it's not easy, is it, Sue Ellen? And back to this fundraising ride that you're on at the moment. When does it all wrap up and where?
Okay, well, the ride finishes on Sunday, the 21st of October at the Dubbo Turf Club. And the fundraising so far is going extremely well. We would have over 40,000 in the bank. We have had a fundraiser at Dunedoo last night, raising well over $2,500. So the fundraising is going extremely well, and yeah, it's rocking along very nicely.
Mm. You really are such a genuine and inspiring person, Sue Ellen. One of the most pleasant and memorable that I've met during my time working in the equestrian space, and it's an absolute credit to you what you're doing at the moment. How will you feel at the end of the ride? Will you fall in a heap for a few days?
No, I'm not allowed to. I'm not. Look, it's going so quick. The days are going so quick, but it's really hilarious. Everyone gets up each morning and says, "What's the date today? What day is it today?" You know, you spend long hours. You're in the saddle, then you're fundraising, up early in the morning. It's just nonstop. But it's a lot of fun. And when we get in early enough, we sit round and everyone has a chat and a few drinks.
And you've celebrated your birthday this week as well.
Yeah, 21 again.
Well, I tell you what, you seem to have more energy than the average 21-year-old these days.
No, it's all good. Yeah, and my birthday is today, so it was really funny. You know, everybody wishing me happy birthday and the wonderful Facebook, happy birthday. It's really quite overwhelming. But I think these birthdays are overrated. I think when you get to 21, you just don't count anymore.
Well, if only 21-year-olds had the work ethic and genuine passion that you do about life, Sue Ellen, they'd go far. Thanks for joining us on Talking Horses this morning. Enjoy the rest of the ride and safe travels, and we'll look forward to checking in with you at the end of it all to see how you've fared with the fundraising.
That would be wonderful. And thank you so much, Jo. So greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, that's Sue Ellen Lovett, the blind Paralympian who is busy riding across central western New South Wales at the moment to raise money for cancer.